With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas. As today, the storm is moving from the lower Ohio Valley and central Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic. That includes the big East Coast cities of Washington and Baltimore, expected to get a lot of snow and ice. The average American student remains a half grade level behind pre-pandemic achievement in both reading and math, that according to the Education Recovery Scorecard. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 132 points. This is SRN News. Teenagers are interested in Jesus.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has announced the establishment of a White House faith office led by Paula White Cain, a longtime pastor in the independent charismatic world. An early supporter of Mr. Trump's in 2016 presidential bid, she led his Faith and Opportunity Initiative in 2019, advising faith-based organizations on ways to partner with the federal government. While Democrats are complaining about the faith office, observers note that most previous presidents have had one, including President Biden. This is SRN News. New York hotels are on the DOGE radar.
Elon Musk says the Department of Government Efficiency found out on Monday that the Federal Emergency Management Agency sent payments of $59 million last week to luxury hotels in New York City to house illegal immigrants. Musk is now demanding that the Department of Homeland Security take steps to recoup those funds. Musk wrote on X, quote, sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. That money is meant for American disaster relief, and instead, it's being spent on high-end hotels for illegals, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Justice Department is ordering federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams and to halt the ongoing investigation of Adams. Adams says it was a politically motivated prosecution by the Biden administration. More details at SRNNews.com.